Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
First date, check. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
It's second date update on the Wake Up Call, and Ethan is on with us. Good morning, Ethan.
Good morning, guys.
Ethan and Abby met on Bumble, and after a little bit of messaging, they decided to meet up for dinner. Ethan, you were telling us dinner went great. You guys seemed to have a lot in common. There weren't any of those uncomfortable silences. You guys even made plans to meet at the dog park by Abby's house the following weekend. But Ethan, when you tried to call and text Abby, what happened?
Absolutely nothing. I have heard nothing from her, which obviously is super weird because we had talked about getting together. I've texted, I've reached out, I've called, and I have heard nothing.
I mean, we have had a lot of people do the, oh, so do you want to get together again? Yeah, sure, let's do that. And then they never really meant it. They just didn't want an awkward experience.
Of course.
But the fact that you guys made specific plans seems a little different than... Than usual, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and like I said, hopefully she's just busy or something. I know she acted like her schedule was kind of crazy, like maybe she just has been too busy to get back with me, but I think it's a little weird that she hasn't even like shot me a text or anything.
All right, hang on the phone. We're going to talk to Abby. You'll be able to hear the conversation, okay? But hang on real fast.
Okay.
Hi, Abby, are you there?
Hi, yeah.
Hi, Abby. This is a Gavin, Katie, and Rain or the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on second date update this morning. We're calling you because we talked to someone that you recently went out on a date with, and they reached out to us and wanted to kind of find out why they haven't heard from you since the date. Can you tell us about your date with Ethan?
Oh, yeah, wow. My date with Ethan, we did go on a date, and it went well. I liked him, but I just felt like his Bumble profile was a little bit misleading.
Why do you say that?
So he had like a bunch of pictures of him with this dog, and this dog was super adorable. I love dogs, so I assumed that he had this dog and he was, you know, into dogs like I was. But it turns out that it was not his dog. It was like his roommate's dog, and he doesn't even have a pet. So it was just like he had all these photos of him and this sweet-looking dog, and I think it was just kind of a ploy to get girls to message him.
Wait a minute.
Oh, so it's not so much that he doesn't have a dog. It's that you think he used pictures of a cute dog to get girls to go, aww.
Okay, now we've talked about this on the show that like it's found somewhere that if you include a picture of you with a dog or a pet in your profile picture, you're more likely to have interaction with
people.
They get
swiped right more.
Right.
But I mean you're not supposed to just like find a fill-in pet, are you?
Let's get Ethan.
Ethan, are you there?
I'm here.
Sit, boy.
Yeah.
So, Gavin,
do you in fact have a dog?
Okay. So,
this is a yes or no question.
Well, okay. Technically, the dog belongs to my roommate. The dog belongs to my roommate.
Oh.
But I do, listen. I do help take care of the dog, like, when my roommate is out of town. I mean, I really like the dog, but technically it
All
is
right.
not.
Ethan, I'm going to stop you there, because what Ethan did, I think, is perfectly fine.
But in a couple of his pictures, she said
that
in
dog
several...
is his roommate. That dog's his roommate. He lived with that dog.
Does he have pictures of his other human roommate in his pictures?
No, because he doesn't love his human roommate like that. Abby, I think you're being ridiculous. He lives with that dog.
That is not the same.
I want a dog. I want a dog someday. I like the dog. I don't really have time for it right now, but I like the dog. We spend time together. I didn't like specifically take this photo with this dog for my profile. Like, I actually do spend time. This was the picture I had in my phone because I do spend time.
Even if you did, I still think that's fine.
No. Okay. If he loves the dog, fine. But if he was you, that's like putting a picture of a baby in your pictures because it makes women swoon.
What if it's a...
Or holding stacks of $100 bills to make women think you're rich.
I mean,
that's a valid point.
It's kind of a valid point.
I don't know. I just think any sort of misleading sneakiness is not a good sign for, like, a future relationship.
Okay. Did you wear makeup in your profile picture?
Stop. No. That is different.
Is it?
That's her real makeup.
I'm asking Abby.
I own the makeup. It's my makeup. I'll be wearing it every day when I'm with him.
I see.
The dog's not coming with him.
Okay. All right.
I wasn't trying to mislead. I like the dog. We are friends.
Yeah. You can love dogs without owning one. I like dogs. Yeah.
Gavin loves corgis.
Love corgis.
Has never owned one.
Nope.
Falls to his hands and knees every time he sees one.
In your dating pictures, if you had pictures of you and a corgi...
That would say something about me.
And he would do that.
I would absolutely do that with a caption. I'm his mommy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.